Gets me scared that there's water here with the electronics and this thing is shaky.
It breaks. Scary. I mean, mine breaks. I'm totally okay with it. I'm fine with it.
Thank you. Yeah, we're still working on this one. It's our third shiur of one, on one line of Gemara. Haydila Echad Mehen. The Gemara, Rabbi asked of Nachman Shaila about a case where somebody comes into the basin, he's Moide, I stole a shur and I shechted it, but it was a shur shal shnei shutfim. And I was Moide, he's only Moide to one of them. And Rabbi was presenting a lomda shaila because now what's going to happen is he's potter from half of the knas because Moide b'knas potter. So to the shutfim that he was Moide, he's potter. But on the other half of the Knas is going to be Chayah because the other Shutif, there was no Hidah. And Adarabah, that Shutif is going to bring witnesses, like Rashi and Taisus point out that the case has to be that eventually the other Shutif brings witnesses. So to the first Shutif we're calling Reuven, I'm Pater, but to the second Shutif that we're calling Shimon, I'm Chayah. But if I were to be Chayah, what would I pay? I would pay a half of a Knas, a Chamish Shechatzoi Bakar. So Rav Shaila was, could there be such a thing? Could you have a chiv of chamisha chatzoi bakar? How do you read the chumash? If the Torah says chamisha bakar, does that imply v'loi chamisha chatzoi bakar? Mashal ma'adavar doime. We had, at the beginning of this man, and the first sugi after the Mishnah daf ayin, was the sugi of chatzi davar. Remember that sugi? That if you have edus, right, there's two, you need two saris to be a god of. If two edim come on one sara and two edim come on another sara, so that's a psul of chatzi davar. Over there, the Torah, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, v'loi chatzi davar. The Torah says davar. So chazal tarshin v'loi chatzi davar. So Rav Shaila was that, do we have a similar dig, a similar drush over here, that bakar, chamisha bakar, v'loi chamisha chatzoi bakar. That the Torah says bakar, it means bakar, and a chatzoi bakar is not the same as bakar. So a knas of chamisha chatzoi bakar can't be chal. That's not the knas of the Torah legislated. That's the first side of Rabbah. Maybe no. Maybe chamisha bakar, but chamisha chatzoi bakar. Maybe the Torah is just giving us the formula for how to calculate the knas. And if somebody's chayav the knas on a whole sheep, a whole shur, then the knas is chamisha bakar. But then a chanami, if he'll be chayav the knas on a half of a shur, then the knas will be chamisha chatzoi bakar, and there's no implication of v'loi chatzi fizeh. Right, according to this second side, you have to taka. What one is entitled to wonder why taka is different than that drush of double chatzi davar. So tell you this, I can tell you not tell you over here, tell you elsewhere. Es that kasha. Balakapanim, those were the two studim of Rava. How do we read the pasuk? But the case that Rabbi needed in order to make the shayla relevant was a case where he's chayav towards one of the shutfim, but he's putter towards the other. And how did that come about? Through these three words in the Gemara, v'hayde la'achad mehen. He was moided to one of the shutfim, and to one of the shutfim he achieved the p'tur of moided l'knas pacha. So as we mentioned earlier in the week, the mefarshim are bothered, mostly the nachrenim, but Tosfos read also talks about the question, what does it mean, v'hayde la'achad mehen? If he's moed, if the shur belongs to Reuben and Shimon, and he goes over to Reuben and he says, I shechted your shur, which shur? That shur, yours and Shimon's shur, the shur that you own together with Reuben and Shimon, together with Shimon. So if I'm moed that I was tevech that shur, so in what way does it only count as I do to one and as I do to the other? So we learned up to this point two possibilities that are suggested. One, which was the Bach and the Ksais, Haishan endorsed this pshat of the Bach, and that was that the din of Moedim Knas Potter is telling on the individual based in. So Reuben brought him into one based in, and over there he was Moedim. But Shimon came to him in a different based in, and over there he was not Moedim. So the din of Moedim Knas Potter was only chal in the first based in, not in the second based in. We mentioned that the Chumash HaKri said that he doesn't believe such a thing could be. We saw a second teretz yesterday in the Tosfos Arid on the Kuf Ches that Moedim Knas Pater is a personalized din. It depends whom I'm Moedim to. I'm only Pater when I'm Moedim to the Baal Davar. The case, just to go drop more into that shot of the Rin on Daf Kuf Ches. The Gemara over there has the Gemara over there is not talking about Knas. The Gemara over there is discussing. No, I'm sorry, I take that back. It's the case over there involves Kefil. It is about Knas. The Rishenu compared to the other, there are two, you know, there are, like we mentioned already, there are two halachas of Haidah. There's a halach of Haidah, one thing from Aid and Dami, and there's a halach of Moindim and Knas Patram. But Al Kapanam, that Gemara talks about a case where there's something, there was a Shemer and a Bailam. The owner, I owned something, and I asked a Shemer to watch it for me. And then it got stolen. And then the ganav is moideh to the shomer about what he did, and the Gemara has a shaila over there whether a haidah to the shomer counts as a haidah to the owner, or it doesn't count as a haidah to the owner. To make the din, again, whichever din is negeah, it's negeah to moideh b'knas pater, also be negeah in other circumstances, so haidah is called din kamei edim dami. But the Gemara Shaila was whether a Haidah to the Shemer counts as a Haidah to the owner. Meaning, is the Shemer an important enough party, a relevant enough party? And there's different stages of the Gemara. Within the Shaka time of the Gemara, it discusses different stages. Before the Shemer patted himself up from the Bailam, after the Shemer patted himself up from the Bailam, what did the Shemer make up with the Bailam? Did he make a Shavua? Did he pay? It's a very different case. And then the Gemara explores the different stages. Whether a Haidah to the Shemer counts as a Haidah to the Bailam. Because on the one hand, he's not the actual Bailam, but on the other hand, he is the Shemer, without going into the details over there, so maybe he's enough of an interested party that a Haidah to him counts as a Haidah. So the Ritz says that Lacher, what you see from that Gemara, is let's say the Haidah would be not to the Shemer, not to the Bailam, but the Haidah would be to the next door neighbor. I walk over to somebody and I say, I broke into your next door neighbor's house and I stole his laptop. It seems clear that that would not be called a haidah, because he's not the owner, and he's not somebody who's been claiming the owner. He's just a random person. A haidah to a random person is not a haidah. You need a haidah to the bailam. There's a shayla. What about a shamer? Is a shamer considered like a bailam, or is not considered like a bailam? Maybe he's close enough because he's involved. But you need a shamer to the involved party. But a shemer to a random, but a haidah to a random stranger, you need a haidah to an involved party. A haidah to a random stranger is not considered a haidah. So the Ritz said that when I discovered that, I said, "Oh, the sugya back on daf ayin aleph that I was so bothered by back then is not shver. The case over here would be that he was moideh to Reuven was tevein, and he was moideh to Reuven." That's a haidah to Reuven. It's not a haidah to Shimon because he wasn't moided to Shimon. As far as Shimon's concerned, he was moided to a random stranger. Just because somebody was moided and based in, that doesn't give it the din of moided b'knas patur. He has to be moided to the Baal Davar. And over here, where there are two Baalei Dvarim, there's Reuven and Shimon. Both of them, lady owes the knas, the ganav owes the knas to the two of them. So there are two Baalei Dvarim. So you need to have a haidah to each one of them. And you're only moided to one, not to the other. So that's just a chatzi haidah. That's why you're left with a chatzi knas. So he says the Gemara it comes out very well kipshuta. You don't need anything fancy. And he wasn't related to the second one because you need a the haidah to the first doesn't count as a haidah to the second because haidah has to be to the bailam.
We said for the shomer it doesn't work. Did we go down to the shomer?
The Gemara has a discussion about whether the shomer works. It doesn't. Or it doesn't. Now, that's how the Tzibir Anat Kupches takes care of the kasha, and he says, "Oh, and now all my previous discussion is not relevant anymore." What was that previous discussion? Now, I'm a very bad salesman. Why would I first tell you, okay, this is not relevant, and then bring in the previous discussion? The Chayav is not relevant. It's not relevant. But is it Gishmak Ha'ar in the Chumas HaKri? In the Chumas HaKri, which, like we mentioned, he's the brother of the Ksais, and the Chumas HaKri in Simon Aleph discusses this Kasha of the Bach, like how do you make sense out of this line of Gemara, Hidil La'echad Mehem? And what's interesting, now he did not have a Tosfos written, none of the Achronim that we've been talking about, not the Bach, not the Ksais, not the Chumas HaKri, none of the Nesivos, none of the Achrayim had a taste of Zerid. So they were really, which means they didn't have any Rishayim in the Turkish Bala Kasha. They were very much on their own. But what's interesting is that the Truma Sakri, although he didn't have a taste of Zerid, he was Mechavim to the taste of Zerid. He said, he writes at the beginning of his discussion, before he even brings in our Gemara, he's not coming to explain our Gemara, that's not the thrust of his piece. It's on Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph. He says, I want to talk about the topic of Maitim Kanas Pater. And the first rule that he says is that Maitim Kanas Pater has to be Haidah to the Baal Dabar. If you're Maitim to a stranger, that doesn't count as Maitim Kanas Pater. And he brings a Raya from that Gemara, and he brings a Raya from the Gemara talking about Haidah Baal Din Kamei Eidim Dami, but then he says that whatever is true, Haidah Baal Din Kamei Eidim Dami is also true for Maitim Kanas Pater. So he brings the Erech, the same Raya as the Rid, from the Gemara Daf Kof Ches, that you don't have a din of Maida Kenas Pater just because you were Maida and Basin knows that you were Maida. You need a Haggadah to the Baal Dabar. And if you weren't Maida to him personally, directly, then that's not a good Haggadah. He says all that before he comes into our Sugya. Then, the Seicha Dvarim, he comes to the Gemara in Meruba, and he says over there, there's a line about Hajjul Achad Mehem, and he writes, again, unaware that the Rid on the Kuches used this Yesoid to explain our Gemara, he writes, you might think that this Yesoid would be helpful for explaining that Gemara on the Ayin Aleph on the base, but it's not. It's not a good shot. Why? Because you see in the Gemara on Kof Ches that a Haidah, in order to be relevant, it has to be to the Baal Dabar. It can't be to a random stranger. But Zat Tshumas Akri, but a Shutif is not a random stranger. A Shutif is a Baal Dabar. What do I mean he's a Baal Dabar? A Shutif, he brings down a halacha that a Shutif is authorized to make a Tviya on behalf of his Shutif. Let me explain what I mean by that. Ordinarily, there's a halacha that if I have a claim against you, I can bring you into base and I can say, hey, you owe me money. But if I'm just, let's say, a good neighbor, a concerned citizen, and I know that you're ripping someone off, I'm not authorized to bring you into base and make a tefiyah. To put it simply, if I say, mayor, come with me into Basin. Mayor, you owe David $1,000. So Mayor gets to say to me, Lav Baldvarim Didiyat. You're not my Baldavar. I don't owe you an answer. He doesn't have to say guilty, he doesn't have to say innocent, he doesn't have to say anything. He can say go jump in the lake. Lav Baldvarim Didiyat, I don't owe you an answer. Now, how do we get around that? Let's say David really does have a claim against Mayor, and he can't bring Mayor to Basin. Why? Because he's on the West Coast, the mayor's on the East Coast, possibly. Or because mayor's a tough guy and he'll run rings around. I mean, he's a lawyer. He's a guy in everyday life, right? Most people that have a tefiyah, they don't do it themselves, they hire an attorney. So in New York State court, right, in any civil court, when the attorney comes in and says, you owe my client $1,000, why can't the defendant, why can't he say Lav Baldvarim Didiyat? The answer is because there's a document called Power of Attorney, in which I designate that attorney as my representative. In Gemara Lashon, that's called Harsha. It's unfortunately the one sugya in Meruba that fell out between what we covered fall semester and spring semester. We got to the bottom of Samach Tesam Beis. And then we started the Mishnah Daf Ayin, but the top half of Ayin Amun Aleph is the Sugya of Harsha. We missed it. But the Sugya of Harsha, basically, the basic idea is that if I want, let's say David wants to collect money from Mayor, but he can't or won't go to Mayor himself, so he can ask me to go to Mayor, but he has to give me a shtar that says a Harsha. By the way, in everyday life, halacha l'maisa, where does everyone encounter a shtar Harsha before Mechiras Chametz? Everyone is going to go to their Rav and sign a Shtar Harsha. And when you go to the Rav to sell the Chametz, you're not, of course, you're not selling your chametz to the Rav. What you're actually doing is you're designating the Rav as your agent to sell the chametz to the guy. But it's an upgraded agent. You're making him more than a shliach. Shliach, there's such a thing as a shliach. Also, shliach is on the kabbalistic. But for whatever reason, in some areas of Masa Umatan, there's an added benefit of having a harsha that's even stronger than a shliach. So that's what we do by Mechiras Chametz for whatever reason. Last year, we didn't last year, if you remember. I mean, most Mechiras Chametz is, if to make a harsha, you need to make a kinyan. And last year, where nobody was meeting one another, it was right at the beginning of coronavirus, and everybody was staying home in their own house. So we were sending, you know, I don't know how your Rabbanan did it, everybody did it a little bit differently, but, you know, it was with emails, it was with online forms. So we didn't make the kinyanim, the pashtas, we didn't make the kinyanim that are necessary. Maybe, I don't know, maybe the online forms also accomplished that harsha. But we relied on the fact that, you know what, maybe an online form, a Google Doc doesn't make a chalais kinyan. Maybe, you know, it's hard to bring a raya, it doesn't, but it doesn't really matter. So it's not a harsha. So we rely on shlicha. Shlicha shalom kamaisai. For Mechiras Chametz, that's for Pashas good enough. But anyway, I mentioned Mechiras Chametz just because Lamaisa, we generally do use a harsha by Mechiras Chametz. But when it comes to making a claim against, again, over there, it's a little bit extra because I'm not making a claim against anybody. I'm just trying to buy and sell things. But so over there, it's easier to rely on shlichas. But when it comes to making a claim against somebody, basically you need a harsha. If Meir owes David money, or David claims that Meir owes him money, and he wants Meir to have to respond to the claim, and he wants me to represent him, he's got to give me a harsha. Then I could go to Meir. But otherwise, I just go and I saw Meir break into David's house and steal his laptop. So I say, hey, Meir, you can't do that. You owe him that laptop. You better give back to him. So he can tell me, la balvarm didiyat. Now, Zog to Chumas HaKri, but the halacha is that a shutif is ki'ilu he's got a harsha in his pocket. Meaning, if David and I own a shirt together, and I saw, let's say Avram be mazik my shirt. We own a shirt together, and Avram is a hunter, and I saw him shoot the shirt dead. So I go, it's $1,000 shirt. So I go over to him and I say, you killed my shirt. You owe me and David $1,000. That's $500 for me and $500 for David. So at first glance, like based on the little information that we have, you would say that Avram could tell me, okay, you're claiming I owe $500. Okay, I might admit, I might deny, maybe you'll brigade or whatever. Well, I didn't tell you. If you win, I'll pay you the $500. But David's? Love balls for him, yeah. David wants $500, but I'm coming and asking myself, right? You don't have a harsha. The halacha is that since we're shutfim, so it's ki'ilu I have a harsha, and I'm able to be tevea on David's behalf. Since it's the same shar, so it's like there's a built-in harsha. That's a din and halacha shutfis. Zot tshuva sakri. Therefore, the Ritz Teretz, again, he doesn't call it the Ritz Teretz, but this yisoid that a moed of a knas has to be to the baldover alone, to the baldover himself, it's not going to solve the problem over here. Because over here he was hired to Lachman, he was hired just to Reuven. So he was never moed in front of Shimon, right? And you know how he done in front of the person. So it's like it was in front of Shimon. Because since Reuven is authorized to make tfias on Shimon's behalf, so he's Shimon's representative. Avada haidah to a Mursha meaning one who has the harsha. If David hired me as a lawyer to go be tevea mayor, and mayor is moide in front of me to the claim to David's claim, avada that's a haidah, that counts as a haidah. For all halachas haidah, whether if it's mamonis, so it's a haidah as baldin, if it's knas, it's a moide b'knas, then it'll make him pater. If he's moide to me, that's as good as being moide to David, if I have a harsha. So David Dr. Chumas HaKri, being moided to Reuven is as good as being moided to Shimon, because since they're Shutfim, and Shutfim are allowed to represent one another even without a Harsha, so it's like I have a Harsha. So therefore he says that the teretz of the Rid on Daf Kufches, that you need a Hidol Lefnei HaBaldavar, is not good enough over here. So that's why he says that you still need more to Ritzum, which also means that the Rid's old to Ritzum were not a waste of time. The Rid personally doesn't hold of this. Why exactly he disagrees and he holds that terrace was a good enough terrace, which was like he says it's not a good enough terrace, that's that So that needs to be explained, but that's, you know, for the sugya of shittas, that's, I think, a side point for us. The reed held with good enough carrots, but what I'm bringing out is that we could see why one wouldn't be satisfied with this carrots. The truth is that Kri says he's not satisfied with this carrots, so there is still need for another carrots.
The ability of the Hashav worship doesn't have to actually be enacted. We mold it to one Shushan getting to say, and I need my Korach to act on behalf of it.
Maybe the Rid would say that it does, and that's why he thought that he didn't accept this argument. I don't have a riot one way or the other. The Shushan Kri is assuming that I'm not really familiar with the holding in that sugya of shittim not needing a morsha for one another. It's not in the Gemara. He brings it from a tour. I really don't know if there's a open machlokes rishonim about it, that it's machlokes rishonim Rambam for all I know. I don't know. He just brings a marmokim in a tour. He says it's black and white, it's such a halacha.
What was the halacha? You bring it with Gabi again? You mentioned
it. We got the Gabi this kasha. To say why you can't answer this kasha by saying.
I mean, say, my nafkin is that one shirt is a not.
Is a morsha. That the mazik, l'mashal, or anyone that we have a claim against, that the shittas has a claim against, can't say, I don't have to answer till the other. I don't have to answer for the other shittas until he's here. Okay. So the rid. So now we're going to learn the rid on our top, here on the high and aleph. And the Rid, his first teretz is that hoydel echem ehem. You know, we were talking yesterday about how the identity of the shur is known. We gave him a name, right? Alex the Ox. And everybody knows that you know whose shur it is. That's well established. There's a deed on. You know, in the village court that says exactly whose shur this is. That's all a clearly established fact. And either I shechted or I didn't shecht it. That was the assumption that we were working with. Rich says, okay, well, who says? Why does it have to be that way? I stole a shur. I took a shur out of somebody's property. Whose shur was it? Nobody really knows. I mean, you know, it's up let's make a claim. Reuven comes into Beis Din and says, hey, you stole my shur and you shechted it. And I say, it's true, you're right, I stole your shur and I shechted it. But you know, it wasn't entirely yours, it was half yours and half mine. That's what the Gavin said. Which was not true. It was half Reuven's and half Shimon's. The Gavin was not Reuven or Shimon, the Gavin was his lady. Reuven said, you stole my shur and shechted it. The Ganav said, it's true, I did. I stole that shur, but that shur was half yours and half mine, which was in fact not true. It was half Reuven's and half Shimon's. The Ganav, though, doesn't acknowledge that it was half Shimon's. And we don't know. The Beis Din doesn't know whose shur it is. We're just getting it from them. So if we're just getting it from them, there's no Hedoah here that he owes anything to Shimon because he's not being minded that the shur belongs to Shimon. He's claiming that the shur belongs to himself. The part that was really Shimon's part belongs to Reuven. He's mighty. That belongs to Reuven. He's mighty to the deed. I stole the shur and I shechted it. Shashamti beganti gadalti. No problem. That I'm willing, ready to admit. But whose shur was it? You say it was half Reuven's, half Shimon's. I say no. It was half Reuven's and half mine. So I did an aver to Reuven. I didn't do an aver to Shimon. That's a very simple case of hoydel echem ehem. That's what the Rid wants to suggest. That's his first one possibility that he has. The Chumasak Kri, again, his Chumasak Kri Mamash is that in 1,000. He's Mechavim to everything. He was first Mechavim to the Rid on Kufches, but he says it's not a good enough Teretz. Then he says, you know what's the right Teretz? And he's Mechavim to this Teretz. And he says this case. He says that the Ganav is claiming that the Shur was half his. He has a very nice Yisafa. He adds, the Rid didn't say, he says that he thinks it's Meduik like this in Rashi. You know, there's so little Rashi here on this Gemara. But take a look at this Rashi. Hoydel echem ehem, zok Rashi. Al chelkai. Umoydim kenas parter. Because what were those first two words for? Al chalkav. Then the Rashi made the kinas pata. I understand what that's doing here. Rashi is coming to remind us what's the significance of Haida. He was made. He was made. He's pata. He's made the kinas pata. Haida. Who was he made to? So the Gemara says already. Lechad mehem. Zek Rashi al chalkai. What does it mean with this al chalkai? So the Chumash Sakri says that Rashi is coming to. He's coming really to answer this kasha that we call the kasha of the Bach. Right? How do you have a Haida lechad mehem? And it's coming lafuki, that it's not because of Hilchot Haidah, right? All the Mahalakim that we had until now, either that Haidah only works in that based in, or Haidah only works to that person. Meaning, those Mahalakim were all basically assuming, I'm Moide to the Gansazach, I'm Moide that I stole the Shar of Reuben and Shimon and I shechted it. But my Haidah is only counts the Gabi Reuben, but it doesn't count the Gabi Shimon. Zek Rashi, that's not the pshat. Hoida al chelkai. I'm only moided that I did the crime against Reuven, and at the same time as I'm being moided that I did the crime against Reuven, I am maintaining that I never did the crime against Shimon. I only stole and shechted half of Reuven's shar, and I never stole and shechted half of Shimon's shar. How could such a thing be? So Rashi doesn't fill in the details. How could such a thing be? So that, you know, the Chumash Sakri. Because he claims that the other half belonged to himself. That's what he doesn't give the case exactly the same way as the Rebbe, but that's the idea that he claims that the other half belongs to himself. But he says, as Meduyik in Rashi, that the way that we're dividing it is not by saying that the Haidah only counts for one and doesn't count for the other, it's not chal for the other. No, it's by dividing up the Shur, and he only admits to having done the Aveira to half of the Shur and not to the other half of the Shur. Now, how could that be? Right? He didn't shech half of the shur. There's certainly no such thing as that. So to that, the Chumash Sakri and the Rid, they come up with this solution that he's claiming that the other half of the shur belongs to himself.
Did anyone say that he just didn't know it belonged to Shimon? Like, you know, at least belongs to
him. I don't think that's going to make a difference. Why? Wait. You mean that should be a solution? That's the terrace of the kasha?
Maybe.
Why? How does that answer the kasha? Let's say I walk into Basin and I say that I stole this shar and I shechted it. I don't know whose it is. I don't know who I stole it from, but I stole it and I shechted it. So again, barring the chiddush of the reed that you need a haidah in front of the baldavar, I would think that that's a haidah to be mechayivim. I should be mechayiv da'al mechayiv now.
Even if he says only belonging to sheep.
Or if he says, I sold the shar of Reuven's and I shechted it. And he doesn't know that it was really Reuven's and Shimon's. Yeah, why should that make a difference? Again, if you assume that Haidah Spaldin is telling how the facts get to Basin, if Basin hears it from you, then your potter of Maidu Kanas Potter. If that's true, then that should be Maidu Kanas Potter. The Shaykh Gemazin shouldn't make a difference. So, this solution, the other teretz of the Rid. The Rid has one more teretz where he says that maybe this is I don't think in the words of the Gemara. Maybe the pshat is as follows: when it says that he was hoyde lachem mehem. It doesn't mean he was never made to anybody. Because it didn't make the class part. If he would ever walk into Basin and say, I stole this shar and I shechted it, Avada, that would be a haidah to everyone, and then we'd be made the class part. But the theorist is, he never walked into Basin. It was outside of Basin. Now, outside of Basin, there's no didn't make the class part. A haidah is only chal and Basin. That's the Gemara later on, right? The Gemara in the Bayandal, which is really the main sugya Maidan Kanas Pata, we're going to learn this that in more detail over there. He was never Maidan in Basin. He was just Maidan out of Basin. So there's no Maidan Kanas Pata. So even to Reuven, there's no Maidan Kanas Pata. So why is it a Kedah Chamish Chatzai Bakar? He was never Maidan with an official Haidah that would take effect. He was never Maidan to anybody. So why is it a Kedah Chamish Chatzai Bakar? He's like the Rid. Because when Reuven stopped him on the street and said, hey, did you steal my shirt? And he said back, you're right, I'm sorry, I stole your shirt. He took your money out of his pocket and he gave it to him. He paid him up for it. And what that does, Zakhtarid, is Chosri Karen Levayim. Reuven, since he's already paid up before the Din Torah, so there's no Knesset anymore. This is a Gemara on the bottom of Samach Chesam Beis. We had this Gemara. We did it kind of quickly. It was in the middle of the sugya of Shaloi Bein and Rishus, so we were, and there was a side sugya that came up over there about how to define a Gemara Din, say Tein Loi versus Chayav Atalitin Loi. And in the middle of it all, there was this other Yisai that came in, which I confess, we didn't really spend a sufficient amount of time on. But it's an important Yisai in Aruba. Chazir Karen Levailin. That the Knossais, it's talking over there about Kethos, not talking about Dal Dehei, but let's put them together. The Knossais and the Parish of Geneva are only relevant if we come to basis, if the Dentera starts, and I have the Geneva, like Rashi over there says, in Himasei Simasei V'yodei HaGeneva, that's how the Din Torah has to start. That we walk into Beis Din and we say, this guy, he stole my shirt, and he still has it. But if it was already returned before the Din Torah, the case over there wasn't a straightforward case of returning. The case was that the owner had already declared it Hektish. And the Hektish was Chal. According to Rish Lakish, right? They do the Hektish Dabash and the Meshut, so the Hektish was Chal. So by the Hektish being Chal, that's considered a returning because he accomplished what he wanted to accomplish with it. So it's like he got it back into his house, into his hands. So at that point, it's no longer considered in the hands of the Ganav. So now you can't be giving the Ganav for a Kefil anymore. If before the Din Torah, the owner was Makdashit, so it was Chazrit Karen Labailun, the Karen, the principal, is back in the hands of the owner, there's no more tainus over here. You can't be, there's nothing to be tevayim basin, the Din Torah is over. You can't be tevayim for kefir, you can't be tevayim for dal dehei, because you already have the animal back. You can only ask for a kefil if the god has the animal. Over here, you have the animal back, you're paid off, you're compensated, so you can't be tevayim basin, there's no chiyuv kefil. So the Ritz says, similarly in our Gemara, if before they walk into basin, the Reuven says, did you steal my shirt? Hey, you, I saw you breaking into my barn and stealing a shirt. And the guy says, you're right. I broke into your barn, I stole your shirt, and I'm sorry. How much was the shirt? $1,000? Okay, and you had a shirt, right? So I owe you $500. So he takes that $500 and he gives it to Reuven. So Reuven is paid off. What?
Say that again? You were wondering if he paid the dollar.
No, no. No, it passes from Dal Dehei. No, it paid Dal Dehei. The Rid Zichr means, it's maybe not so clear in the words of the Rid, but he means he didn't pay the Dal Dehei, he just paid the Keren. But that removes the whole parsha of the Knesset, because it's Chazik Keren Levailim. It's not, then when we walk into Beis Din, so Reuven doesn't have a Tfi anymore, because where's the Himasi Tumasi the other Hagen Eva? I have something of yours. The guy goes, I have something of yours, I paid you off. Your $500 are in your pocket. I don't have anything of Reuven's. Shimon has a tiny. Shimon, I didn't pay off. Shimon has a tiny against me. Okay, problem. Let's talk. Shimon, you have a tefillah. Let's make it in Torah. Bring your agent, I'll be chayav. Fine. So Shimon can be mechayav him. But Reuven can't be mechayav him anymore. Not capable, not Dal Dehei, because it was Chazak Karen Levailim. And this is Dr. Rava. So now when Shimon is mechayav him, it's a half of the class. It's Chamisha Chatzai Bakr. So Rava was asking Rav Nachman, could you have such a chiyuv called Chamisha Chatzai Bakr or not? That's the case. So it doesn't have anything to do with the sugya of Maitre Mekanas Potter. The Maitre Mekanas Potter, which is learned from Exeter's Kazav of Asher Yeshu and Elohim, him, Problem Rashi, as Asmai, that's a sugya for next month. That's a sugya for Dafayin Dalu. We're not talking about that in this sugya. Over here, the Petur is something entirely different. Problem Rashi, I'm sorry, over here, the sugya, the Petur is Chazak Karen Levailim. You have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has no taina on me because it was Chazak Karen Levailim. He got his money back already. Shimon, he has a taina on me. So since only one of the two Shimon have a taina on me, so I have a shayla. Could I have a knas of Chamisha Chatzai Bakr or not? But it's not that only Shimon has a taina, not Reuven, because Legabe Reuven, I have a tour called Moit Bechnas Potter. Is that Legabe Reuven, I have a tour called Chazak Karen Levailim. It's a whole different tour, and that obviously is only for one, not for the other. The one that got paid, the one that didn't get paid, didn't get paid. It's a great pshat, it's a great solution, and we removed all the kashas. The only problem that you could have with this pshat is that it's just not the Gemara. That's not what the Gemara says. The Rid himself asks this on himself. He says, it's a beautiful pshat, except that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, So he says, you know, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe hoyde, hainu para. When the Gemara says hoyde, you know, when a person takes out the money and pays, obviously that means he's being moide, he's admitting. So, you know, he's not paying because he didn't do the crime, he's only paying because he did do the crime. So there is a haidah. It doesn't count as a haidah because it's physical basis. So the lashon of haidah, okay, the lashon of haidah sounds like we're coming onto the tour of moide v'knas pater, but maybe it's not muchach. You know, if you're convinced that the word haidah means we're working with the tour of moide v'knas pater, then you're not going to like this pshat. But maybe it's not muchach. Maybe the word haideh is just, it doesn't mean it has a alumnus of haideh, that you pater mishum haideh. It's just a way of speaking out the case, that haideh meaning so he fulfilled his obligation. He was moideh to Reuven, meaning he did whatever Reuven wanted. Before they got to Basin, he did whatever Reuven wanted. He paid him the money that he owed him. So, but what's the patur now? The patur is not a patur of Maideh Mechanas Pot, the patur is a patur of Chazakar and Levailam. And that patur is very easy to divide up. That you have it for Reuven and not for Shimon. So again, if you're willing to swallow this doichik in the words of the Gemara, it's a very simple pshat in the Gemara. But maybe you're not willing to swallow that doichik. So that's the pro and con of that pshat. Now, I just want to be clear. We left the first pshat standing, as if that's the best pshat of all. The Truma Zekri presents it as the great solution. He's a Daikin and Rashi, he loves this pshat. The Rid also, over here on our circuit, he has two pshatim. But on the second one, he says, you might not like the second one because it doesn't really fit so well with the words of the Gemara. But the first pshat sounds like a beautiful pshat. The Rid on our Tuches has a pshat, but the Truma Zekri was ma'irer, that the fact that shutfim are considered morshim from one another maybe slugs up that pshat. Okay, maybe the Rid doesn't hold that way, but we could see we see a flaw, or at least a weakness in the pshat of the Rid on Daf Kaf Ches. We see the weakness in the Rid's second pshat. We certainly saw the weakness in the Bach pshat and the Ksais pshat, like the other Rafayin and Tainet, that all you say might not be true. What about the first pshat of the Rid? That l'chayra seems to be a great pshat. That's what the Truma Zekri says is the best pshat. That if you need it, if it's taka buchach in the Gemara Daf Kaf Ches, that haidah asval din has to be to the baldavar. So, isn't that a pashut reading of our Gemara? Haidah lachem ehem kibshutai. I'm sorry. Other pshat. If the pshat that I'm going on now is. Like Rashi says, al chelkai. I'm moided to Reuven that the shur that I stole on Shechta was half yours. But I was never moided to Shimon that shur was half his. And it's not on record anywhere. Basin doesn't have a idea. Like, again, we were working yesterday. I said, oh, Alex Liak, we all know him. It's Reuven and Shimon's shur. That's a given. But the Ritz says, why does it have to be a given? Basin keeps track of who, you know, each ox belongs to. There's a random ox, and it got slaughtered, and we don't know whose it is. If Shimon claims it's his, Reuven claims it's his. Well, Levi, the Ganav, he claims it's his. So there's no haidah that he shechted a shor of Shimon's if he's not being moed, that the shor belonged to Shimon. So therefore, it's only haidah to Reuven, not haidah to Shimon. And that's the words of the Gemara. Haidah lechem ehem, like Rashi, al chelkai, it seems like a gevaldik pshat. The only problem is, Mechira is a very big kash on this pshat. Such a great kasha that I'm not really sure what, like the other two pshatim, I think seem maybe better. If you turn the page, Safayim Beis. No, sorry, no, not that Mishnah. The Mishnah is on Ayin Ches, Ayin Ches on the Beis. Mishnah on Safayim Ches on the Beis says that if you have two shutfim and one steals the shur from the other and shechts it, he's pater. And why? For a reason that you should really be able to figure out, because it's mentioned, not like I read this Taf Gemara, but it's mentioned in the Gemara on top of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, which we should cover this morning. The end of the Gemara says that there's a halacha called the Tvacha Kulei B'Yisura. that you need your only kind of a knas if the tficha is entirely be'isr. So if I am teveich a shar that's a stolen shar from head to toe, it's entirely a stolen shar, and I'm teveich that shar, that's mechayev me a knas. But if I'm teveich a shar that's only partially a stolen shar and partially not stolen, that's not mechayev a knas at all. That's the Mishnah Davayin Ches. In fact, it's interesting. The Mishnah Davayin Ches has a series of a few halachas. It says that if I, let's say I sell the shar, but with a shiur, I steal a shar, I'm Shimon, I steal a shar from Reuven, and I sell it to Levi, and I say, I'm selling you this shar minus the front right leg. I'm keeping the front right leg. The rest of it is yours. So I'm not chayav a knas for that. Because u'machari, you have to sell the whole thing. If you didn't sell the whole thing, then you're not chayav a knas. So similarly in tficha, if I'm teveach half the shar, you'll say, well, how could this thing be? This thing is being teveach half the shar. Well, if I own the other half, so of course I'm shechting the whole thing, but the avera of shechting a stolen shar, I'm only doing to half the shar. So that's just like selling half of the shar. Here I'm being teveach the isura, half the shar. I'm partial for that. The next case in the Mishnah is, let's say somebody shechs a shar, he steals a shar and shechs it, v'nisnabla. That means, and it became an avela. In other words, he botched the shechita. He's not a good shechet, so he wasn't holding the knife right, and he's shechting the shar, and the rav is standing over and watching him, and he paskins the avela. You have to do a shechita well, carefully, you have to know what you're doing. If somebody who's not experienced tries to do a shechita, it's very likely that he'll end up ruining it and the animal will not be kosher. Now, no, that's not shechita sheinu ruya. That's not a shechita at all. What's the halacha if somebody does a non-shechita? Obviously, he's not chayav a knas. Hey, it says that in that Mishnah. Right? Or for that matter, if I take the shur and I shoot it dead, I'm not chayav a knas. Hey. So now let me ask you a shayla. If somebody walks into Beis Din one day and he says, let's say he's brought into Beis Din, okay? Reuven schleps Shimon into Beis Din. Reuven, right? Shimon comes in handcuffs. Reuven points a finger. He says, this guy, I accuse him. He stole my shar. He stole my shar. And I don't know what happened after that. We'll let the defendant speak. And so Shimon looks down at his shoes and his face turns red. And he says, I'm such a terrible guy. I'm such a big rasha. I confess everything. Yes, I stole your shar, and not only that, I killed it too. I used my rifle, and I put a bullet through its head, and it's dead. Okay. Now, then Adam comes into Basin and say, it turns out that he didn't actually put a bullet through his head, he actually shechted it with a knife. A good shechita. He did a tvicha. So according to the Adam, I should be chayav d'alvehei. My case isn't quite so good. Let's say I wasn't being weighed on the Geneva. Okay, the Geneva, we knew about it already. Okay, the Geneva, let's say we knew from Ethan. And then they want to know what happened to the Shar. So I have to confess, I really killed your Shar. I shot it dead. And then Ethan come and say, no, he actually shechted it. So would anyone say, well, he's potter from the Knas, because Moide Knas potter, he told the basin first, he was Moide. He didn't tell the basin anything. He told the basin that he's potter, right? In that case, Avadi, you wouldn't say Moide b'knas potter. He wasn't Moide that he's chayav b'knas. He didn't give basin information that should be mechayav him in Dalav Dehei. Adarava, he gave his basin information that should make him potter in Dalav Dehei. That's as good as saying, look how you drew me out of them, I never did it. He defiantly, right? If Reuven would bring him into basin and say, I accuse you that you did such and such a crime against me. And he says, that's absolutely not true. I deny it. It's very ugly. And then Adam come and say that he did it. So obviously that's not a mind of a canast potter. He wasn't my dad. He was denying. He wasn't being my dad. It's just the opposite of being my dad. This is also the opposite of being my dad. If he comes into basin and he says, oh, I'm so sorry. I have to admit. He uses the word admit. I have to admit. I have to confess. I killed your shar. But that's not a hidon, it's ficha, because killing it is not mechayev dal v'hei. So he's being, quote-unquote, moided to something that's not really mechayev him and a knas. So that's not a hidon. So then if Adam come later, of course he'll be chayev, no question about it. So that Mishnah puts the halacha of tavach v'nisnabla b'yadai right next to the case of shutfim, right? Somebody that steals from his shutif. That's also not a mechayev dal vehei. Just like shooting the shur dead is not a mechayev dal vehei, shechting a shur that you own together with a shutif is also not a mechayev dal vehei. Meaning a shur that's half yours and half his, so it's not tfachi kule b'yisura, that's not mechayev dal vehei. Which means that a guy that walks into Beis Din and says, I snuck into Reuven's property and I took the shur that he and I owned together, but I took it without permission, and I shechted it, which I shouldn't have done because half of it belongs to Reuven. So he just told Beis Din a story that makes him putter from Dal Vehei. Because if that story was true, then he wouldn't know anybody Dal Vehei because it's not a Tvachah Kol Bisura. If he only had the shur, he shechted a shur that was half stolen and half his, he wouldn't be Chayav Dal Vehei for that. Because that's not Tvachah Kol Bisura. The Chumash HaKri's pshat is that was his Haidah. His Haidah was that he was Moided to Reuven, but he wasn't Moided to Shimon. How do you have such a thing that he's Moided to Reuven and not Moided to Shimon? So the case was, he's Moided that he stole a shur and shechted a shur that was half Reuven's, but he didn't admit that it was also half Shimon's. On the contrary, he said that it was half his own. So I would say that if he's saying that it's half his own, then he's not saying that he's chayav a knas to Reuven. He's saying he's not chayav a knas at all. Because he's coming into Beis Din and saying, I didn't do Tvachah Kuli Bisura. That's similar, I think, to coming to Beis Din and saying, I shot the shur. I didn't do it Tvicha HaMechayeves. I stole a shur, I shechted a shur that was half mine. That means I didn't do it Tvicha HaMechayeves. So that's not a Haidah at all. That's a Kfira. So why is that called Haidah L'Achamehem? And now he's Pater to Reuven, and then, but Shimon brings Edim, so he could be Chayav to Shimon, but then we're left with wondering, could you have a Chiv of Chamisha Chatzoy Bakar, or maybe you can't have a Chiv of Chamisha Chatzoy Bakar. Why is this Chamisha Chatzoy Bakar? There's no Haidah over here. There's no Haidah that Pater's, because what he was minded to was an act that isn't Machayav the Knas. So it shouldn't Pater from anyone. His quote-unquote Haidah to Reuven was a fake. He's looking down at his shoes and he's saying, oh yeah, I did a terrible thing. But what he's actually saying is that I don't owe you a cent. Because he's saying, I didn't do a Tvachah Kuli, I mean from the Knas. I didn't do a Tvachah Kuli B'Yisura. So it was really a Kfir and not a Haidah. So why is that a Haidah L'Achamehem? That's that first pshat, again, the first of the three pshatim in the Rid, it's hard to understand why he thinks of that as a Haidah to Pater, if really he wasn't mighty, since according to his Haidah, you didn't have the Tvachah Kuli B'Yisura, so that should really be Haidah HaMachayeves. It's not a Haidah on a Maisa that will be Machayev Knas, and so it shouldn't count in the din of Moedim Knas Pater. I'm not sure what the Teretz is. The Rid maybe would say that this is different than a case. I'm sorry, yeah.
We're saying it's not even a Haidah, right? That's
okay. Right. The time is that shouldn't be considered a Haidah. You should never have a din of Moedim Knas Pater even to the first Shutta.
The Rid has some sort of issue with his own Teretz, not similar to this?
No, the Rid. Yeah, there's a part that on the Maamar Mikra, which I took out a whole piece from the middle of the Rid. Oh, you were cheating. You were looking it up inside. Okay. The Rid does have a side discussion after he says his first pshat. He says, maybe the Fizeh, you could say not like Tosfos. You remember the bottom Tosfos said that our sugya has to be going from Andamar Moedim because Akach Boedim Pater. Because over here the case the Hekach has to be that Edim came eventually. And then he says, no, it's not true. Tosfos says that it has to be that Edim came eventually. The Rid says, maybe according to my case, you don't have to say that Edim came eventually. Because even though Avad Shimon has to bring Edim, and maybe Shimon just brought Edim, that his half belongs to him. But those Edim, Lav Dafka, know that the other half belongs to Reuven. That's what the Rid wanted to say, therefore it's not against Moedim Knas Akach Bo Edim. And then the Rid says, and this is the part that you're referring to, then the Rid says, no, that wouldn't work, because if the Edim that Shimon brings don't know that the other half belonged to Reuven, then the Ganav would be able to say the other half belonged to me, And then what I shechted a shor that was half mine, so it's not a tefachas hula b'isura, and I'm not going to have a knas to anyone. So and so therefore he ends up saying, yes, yeah, so it's not going to help for that. But you're right that he himself brings this halacha of tefachas hula b'isura into his discussion, which just compounds the kasha. But he doesn't address that. He gives a pshat in which the original haidah was a moedah that I shechted this shor, but I own half the shor. And he's calling it, that's the Hoydah Lechemahem, that's the Hoydah that patters him towards Reuven. But my kasha is, then why does that patter him towards Reuven if it's not Tvach, if according to his Hoydah, according to his story, he never did a Tvach HaKulu B'Yisura, so his story was that he did something that isn't B'chayev a Knas. Why is that called a Hoydah and a Knas? So, you could be Mechalik, you could say, I mean to say that I don't think it's like a kind of a kasha that wow, it slugs them up. There's nothing to say, but it's still, you know, you can get out of it, but with I think a very dubious kind of a bar. You can maybe be mechalek and say that since he was, if he's moided to the act, you know, if he says I shot the shark, so he's never moided that he did the act, which was mechayev him in the knas. That's not. Oh, he does. That's not. There's no moedim can ask Patra on that. But over here, he's moedim that he did the act of shechting the shark. And Basin eventually discovers that the shark, which he was claiming was half his, really wasn't half his. They eventually find out from Adim that the other half belonged to Shimon. So they now know that Hoido, which he was moedim to, was a Hoido HaMachayeves. That tficha. Basin eventually comes to know that tficha which he was moited to was a tficha hamachayadas. He was never moited that he did a tficha hamachayadas. He claimed that he did a tficha shein hamachayadas because it wasn't tficha chul b'isura, but that part wasn't true. And right, Basin ends up independently verifying that it really was chul b'isura. Now he told the Basin that he did that shechita, which eventually Basin comes to learn on their own was Kuli Bisura. Maybe the Rid holds that that's called a Haidah HaMachayavis, a Haidah that on a Maisa that's Machayav Knas. I wouldn't guess it, but it's probably hard to bring a Raya one way or the other. It's a pretty unusual combination of circumstances. So who knows? Maybe that's what the Rid held, and you'd have to try to figure out why should we misaver like that. But that sounds like a chiddush. The pashtus is that if according to his story, he wasn't tvach chul b'isura. So that's similar to a hadah on a tavchay v'nisnabel b'yadai, which that wouldn't be a hadah at all. So over here also, I would think that it shouldn't be a Haidah at all, therefore this teretz shouldn't work. You have the other teretz. So again, to put it all together, you have this line of the Gemara, Haidah Lechemehem. We have four different pshatim in what it means, but there isn't one that's unassailable. You have the Bach, who says that he was made in one basin, but he can still become chayat to the other shutta because the other shutta comes in another basin. You have the Rina and Daf Kufches and the Chumash Akri, who's Vadaik and Rashi. No, I'm sorry. You have the Rina and Daf Kufches that says he was Hayyul Achamehem when the other one wasn't present. And therefore, it only cancels the Hayyul to the first, not to the second. The Chumash Akri tainas on that teretz that since they're Shutvim with one another and they could represent one another without a Harsha, so that should be considered like each one is a baldover on the whole thing. You have the first teretz of the Rid on the Ayin Aleph that there was a Haidah le'echad mehem, but he was claiming that the other half belonged to himself rather than to the second shutif. That's why it's not a Haidah to the second shutif. But there's a tiny lechayr on that shot that why is that called a Haidah machayavis at all, since le'dvar rav he didn't do tvach hakul b'isura. And finally you have the last shot of the Rid on Ayin Aleph that the Haidah was chutz l'beisin. So there's no moedim k'nas patra at all over here. The Haidah l'chemehem means he paid up one of them. So that one is out of the picture. He's chazik on the bottom, so he has no tainus on the knas, no tviya for the knas. So only the other one is being tviya the knas, which in lomdus perhaps is a good teretz, but it's obviously a big daichik in the words of the Gemara. So okay, that's the best of what we could do. This line of Gemara, Mr. Tomorrow will go back to the next one.
Thank you.